Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self-Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza.
Hey, have you grabbed your free Self-Love and Sweat monthly calendar yet? This calendar is so amazing. It comes right in your inbox every single month to help you have a little nugget of wisdom, a sweaty workout, a mindset activity, just a little something something to help keep you focused and motivated and keep that momentum towards your goals. So every day when you get this calendar, you'll see a link that you can click that will lead to a podcast episode or a workout or something that will be very powerful and quick to read. And then you'll also see on the top left corner of every single day, there's a little checkbox in the calendar. And what that is that's for your one thing. You can choose one thing every month, or it can be the same, something that you want to implement, and make this something that you can easily implement, like daily meditation or getting a certain amount of steps or water, for example, and staying hydrated, and even taking your supplements. This can be something if you want to get more regular doing a particular habit and routine, you can choose what that checkbox means. So if you want your Self-Love and Sweat free monthly calendar delivered right to your inbox every month on the first of the month, go to lifelikelondon.com/calendar, fill out the form really quickly, and you will have your calendar in your inbox within a few short minutes. That's lifelikelondon, lifelikelondon.com/calendar. Go get yours for free and enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the podcast and today's quick mindset reset, all about non-judgmental communication, specifically giving you questions that you can ask somebody else instead of telling them what you think they should do or are supposed to do. So I've talked about on the podcast before on previous episodes, the importance that or how significant it's been in my life to let go of the shoulds and supposed tos. You know, the things that we think we should be by a certain age, we're supposed to do. Oftentimes that dialogue can run rampant in our minds. And we can also, when we're not conscious in our communication, just kind of share, oh, this is what you should do, or here's what I think you should do, or here's what you're supposed to do. And I just think that there's a better way to do it. So telling people what they should do or what they're supposed to do can come across as judgmental, and it might deter people from wanting to connect with and open up to you. So instead of the shoulds and supposed tos, try asking some of these questions to help the person navigate their own struggle and find the answer for themselves. As a coach, I can often say that some of the most profound sessions I've had with clients haven't come from me as a life coach and NLP practitioner, haven't come from me telling them what I think they should do or are supposed to do. It's just came, a lot of those profound sessions have come from me listening intently and asking really good questions. And so these questions that I've put together a list for you today. So if you want to, you can take out, you know, the notes in your phone or take out a pen and paper to write these down. I think they're really powerful. And these questions I created to empower the individual to explore their own thoughts and their own feelings. That way we can encourage self-reflection and personal growth without imposing what we think they should or are supposed to do. Right? So these questions, I think they're a great alternative to telling somebody what they should do or are supposed to do. So let's go through them here. So the first question is, I wonder what it would be like if you fill in the blank. You know, I wonder what it would be like if you, you know, just called that friend and told her how you felt. Right? It's not like, huh, I wonder what it would be like if you just like stopped, you know, got out of your ego and just like got off your high horse and just did what you needed to do. Right? So like fill in the blank with something that is empowering, right? I wonder what it would be like if you, have you ever thought about, right? Like, have you ever thought about reaching out to that person and having a conversation, right? If someone, you know, instead of saying like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, you're supposed to reach out to that person and tell them right away how you feel, or you should call them, or you shouldn't, right? There was recently a situation where I leaned into an uncomfortable conversation. And after sharing it with some people about like, oh, I'm thinking about having this conversation, they were like, oh, you should just ignore her. And I was like, I don't think that that's what I want to do, right? So have you ever thought about, what would you advise? So that was the first two questions. I wonder what it would be like if you fill in the blank. Have you ever thought about fill in the blank? What would you advise someone to do if they were in the same situation? Right? If someone's venting and they just like aren't sure what to do, instead of just saying, here's what you should do, here's what you're supposed to do, you can say like, what would you advise somebody else if they were in the same situation? Another way to say this too, I wrote down is, if you weren't you, what would you tell you to do? I like that. That resonates with my communication style. I'd just be like, hey, if you weren't you, what would you tell you to do? Like, what would be your advice to you? Another one is, what next action step would be most in alignment with the person you want to be, right? If a person's struggling and not sure what they should do next, what that next step is, instead of just saying like, what's the next best step? We can actually say like, what next action step would be most in alignment with the person that you want to be, right? Like a person might be like, what's the next best action step? And it might be like, to tell that person to stick it, right? Tell that person to fuck off, like to tell that person how I really feel. But being able to position that question in a way where it's like, okay, what would that next action step be that's most in alignment with the person that you want to be? So then the person you're asking that question to can reflect, okay, what's like my instinct, like that I just want to like, you know, my first reaction response I would want to do, but let me look at it from the perspective of the person that I want to be, right? Another question. When you envision your ideal outcome, what does it look like? right? Sometimes we're just thinking about that next step or what we should do next. But when we're able to look at the finish line and look at the ideal outcome, then the next best step might be more obvious when we look at it from that outcome perspective. Another question, have you ever been through a similar challenge and overcame it? What did you do? Sometimes we can get so tunnel vision and focused on the particular problem at hand or challenge at hand that we forget to look at the history of ourselves and be like, oh, wait, I've done something hard like that before, or I've gone through a similar challenge before. What did I do? Oh yeah, I forgot. I, you know, 10 years ago, something similar kind of happened and here's how I dealt with it. And maybe 10 years ago, when you ask that person the question, like maybe 10 years ago, they went through a similar situation, but they either responded or reacted in a way that they're not proud of. So potentially this question could give them an opportunity to be like, wait, do over, redo. I don't want to do it the same way I did before. Let me do it differently this time. So have you ever been through a similar challenge and overcame it? What did you do? What do you honestly think your next step is? That's a really great question. Honestly, I like that word. What do you honestly think your next best step is? Kind of goes with the other question about what's that next action step that's in alignment with who you want to be. But sometimes we can just be like, hey, if you're just asking yourself honestly, like, what do you think the next best step is? And you'll see the wheels turning of the person that you ask. Their eyes will probably move looking in different directions depending on, yeah, if they're like more visual, they'll probably be looking up. If they're more auditory, they'll probably be looking side to side. If they're more kinesthetic and in their feelings, they might be looking down for that answer, you know? So allow people to process when you ask these questions too. What emotions are you experiencing right now? And how do you think they are influencing your decision? I like that question because it gets people to think about their current feelings and if they even need to make that decision right in this moment. Sometimes we can just, you know, maybe be angry or frustrated or sad or in the moment and feeling our feelings. But when we, as the person communicating with the person that's going through the challenge or the struggle or whatever, when we ask them like, hey, what are you feeling right now? Instead of saying like, oh, it seems like you're really sad and frustrated at the moment. Maybe you shouldn't make a decision, right? There's the shouldn'ts, there's the imposing. It's just like, hey, what are you feeling right now? And do you think that's influencing the decision that you want to make right now? And then last but not least, can I tell you what I think I would do? Right? It's not like, do you want my advice? Do you want me to tell you what I would do? It's like, can I tell you, asking permission, what I think I would do, right? Because you're not them. You're not in that situation. Maybe you are. Maybe a friend is coming to you with, sharing a challenge or a struggle that they, that you've been through something similar or maybe very similar, right? So maybe you can say, yeah, you know me, I've been through that too, and here's what I did and here's what I learned, right? And depending on the rapport of the person you're having the conversation with, of course, there's a lot of moving parts to this, but these are just like some framework questions. But can I tell you what I think I would do? And if the person says yes, then permission granted, right? To like give that advice, give that input. If the person's like, no, I don't really know. I don't really want to know what you would do. I'm just like trying to vent and like get it out. Then it's like, okay, cool. And oftentimes asking those questions that I'll list them again, but asking those questions really like opens up the door of possibility and new ways of thinking, new pathways of thinking that the person that's going through that struggle, going through that challenge might not have thought of because they're just in that challenge mode, in that frustration mode or whatever they might be experiencing. It's like sometimes it's hard to like look up and like open up that that tunnel vision like I was mentioning. And a lot of these questions can just help someone process on their own, but with you, right? Instead of needing to fix the problem or tell them, but can I tell you what I think I would do? And if the person says yes, you could be like, okay, I know I'm not you. I know I haven't experienced this. And based on what you're sharing with me and what I'm now thinking in the moment, here's what I think I would do, right? Because you didn't plan, like, I think saying it like that is helpful because it brings like awareness to the fact that like, hey, what I'm about to say about what I think I would do is pretty much compiled of just the last few minutes of you sharing and me kind of processing and what I think I would do with the information I have now, right? Like I haven't slept on it. I haven't really thought about it a ton, but based on what you've shared and like my model of the world and what I think I would do, here's what it is. So let me list those questions again if you want to write them down. I wonder what it would be like if you, have you ever thought about, what would you advise someone to do if they were in the same situation? If you weren't you, what would you tell you to do? What next action step would be most in alignment with the person that you want to be? When you envision your ideal outcome, what does it look like? Have you ever been through a similar challenge and overcame it? And what did you do? What do you honestly think your next best step is? What emotions are you experiencing right now, and how do you think they are influencing your decision? And then lastly, can I tell you what I think I would do? So those are just some questions that you can choose to use in conversation when you have this awareness of like, oh, I'm about to tell somebody what I think they should do or are supposed to do. And I don't know how you feel, but when someone comes to me and tells me what they think I should do or I'm supposed to do, it's not my favorite thing in the world, unless I ask the person, like, what do you think I should do? Right. And I have that deep rapport with that person. But sometimes, you know, in those connections that don't have a ton of rapport, you know, maybe you don't have that deep connection like you might with other people, I think these questions can be super helpful. So thanks for joining this quick mindset reset. I hope you have a really wonderful day. And yeah, just keep practicing, keep showing up to communication consciously and welcoming the do-over, doing your best. And we'll see you at the next episode. Hey, really quick, I want to interrupt the podcast for just a minute to tell you about one of my favorite supplements for hair, skin, nails, digestive, and gut health. And that is Snap Supplements Super Greens with Collagen. Now, if you're following me on social media, you've probably seen me post about this a bunch because honestly, this product tastes amazing and it's jam-packed with nutrients, like I said, to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It helps support detoxification, a healthy immune system, and there's even probiotics in there for a healthy gut. It's non-GMO, no sugar added, soy-free, grass-fed collagen, and every scoop is going to give you 7 grams of protein. And this is why I love it, because it's not like a protein shake. It's just a scoop of powder. It tastes amazing. I put it in water, or if I want more hydration, I'll put it in coconut water and mix it up. And it's like having a nice, refreshing beverage that's packed with a bunch of super greens and protein. So what I'm super excited about is that for listening to the podcast, you'll get this discount here, nowhere else, but for listening to the podcast. You can save 25% off on all your Snap supplement purchases, including the Super Greens with Collagen. And you do that by using code LONDEN25 at checkout. That's LUNDEN25. LUNDEN25 to get 25% off at checkout. You can shop on snapsupplements.com or you can shop on my website, lifelikelondon.com/supplements. And you'll see there's already an additional 10% taken off. But you, because you're a podcast listener, you're going to get 25% off when you use the code LONDEN25 at checkout. LUNDEN25 at checkout to get your Snap supplements, super greens, and collagen, and all your Snap supplements for 25% off. Now, let's get back to the show. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hit Spot Austria production.